is your final warning, Anderson. How dare you? Do you hear me?
Oh, Captain, my captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain, you made us laugh, and now you're making us weep. In Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams plays the teacher who's being replaced as his students stand to defend him. And today, between tears, we are also laughing.
Jesus was an only child because, thank God, who would want to be Jerry, the brother of Christ? That's a tough gig. Come on, Jerry, we're going to the beach. Oh, great, Mom. Yeah, Jesus is going to walk on the water, feed everybody, heal him, and get a whole bunch of disciples. I'll sit there with a rash and sand in my... Great day for me. He ends up in a bar at the age of 30 going, yeah, I'm Jerry Christ. Whoop-de-doo.
The Boston Globe's Ty Burr describes Robin Williams as the speed surfer of stand-up, whose struggle with the twin diseases, depression and addiction, ran beneath his comedy like a bass note. Robin Williams died of an apparent suicide yesterday in California at 63, and movie critic Ty Burr is in the studio. Your thoughts when you heard that?
Well, I think like many people, I was shocked. I don't think I was terribly surprised. Saddened. He was a personality who wore his vulnerability right there on the skin. And when he was in dramatic mode, sometimes that vulnerability tipped almost too much.
We're not saying anything he hadn't said previously about his own struggles. And you write, when he made audiences laugh, it was as if he was handing out comedy dopamine. Everybody was high. The moment the laughter stopped, the pain behind his eyes was unmistakable. And we'll let therapists weigh in on what comedy does for people struggling and trying to be out of pain. But in the meantime, let's remember when we first heard it. He studied at Juilliard. Sometimes he and his lifelong friend Chris Reeves will be the only students in a class. We first met his alien Mork on Happy Days. Then he had his own show, Mork and Mindy. He played Mork from the planet Ork. He befriends Mindy, played by Pam Dauber. In this scene, she takes Mork to a restaurant for the first time.
What do you think I should have?
Oh, anything that's on the menu.
Oh, how about this fly?
Whoa!
Talk about your fast food.
No, eat what's written there.
Oh, I think I'll start off with a little sales tax then.
You know, Mork was a manic alien. It was perfect for, you know, a part of his character. And you said something this morning. You said, but he predicted our modern state.
I almost think like he's a forerunner, an early, you know, canary in the coal mine of information overload, the stuff that we all deal with where we're constantly cross-referencing all these information data feeds we take in all day from multiple different points. And the comedy of Robin Williams, even early on, was somebody whose brain was just connecting neurons at a hyper rate.
You write about his friendship with Jonathan Winters, who also talked very publicly about his struggles.
Well, Winters was a huge influence on Williams, I think, personally and professionally. And in fact, Williams got Winters on the show in the final seasons of Mork and Mindy as his son, who starts out as an old man. You know, Winters was well-known for having struggled with manic depression and bipolar issues and had some hospitalizations, really sort of covered it up in his act, although you can still feel that sort of that manic energy that propels him forward. I think that was attractive to Williams as both funny, interesting, but also, you know, a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Here they are on The Tonight Show in 1991.
Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we had a marvelous time.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication in those days.
A little reference to the drug addictions that, again, Robin Williams was very vocal about. He was one of the last to see John Belushi alive in that hotel room in Los Angeles. My brother, who's an actor named John Savage, was friends with him in that time. And he talks about going into a comedy club with Robin Williams, who got up on the stage with Richard Pryor. Nobody was in the club. Club was empty. And Robin Williams was like almost cajoling, kind of beating up on Pryor to help him get over his issues. There's sort of this group that helps support each other.
And I think this is something that fuels all great comedians, genius comedians, is the desire to make other people happy and be loved and have it be all right. And it never is. And so there's all sorts of compensatory behavior. I just think Robin Williams did it with more self-awareness than most of them do, in a way that helped him and added to the drama of his personality.
Well, also made him the great caregiver character, mm-hmm. Reaching out to others. He won the Oscar in 1997 for his role in Good Will Hunting. He plays the therapist to Matt Damon. Let's listen to a clip. Matt Damon sees a painting in his therapist, Robin Williams' office, and he assumes he knows everything about him just by looking at it, and then Robin Williams has this reaction.
Do you think I'd know the first thing about how hard your life has been, how you feel, who you are? Because I read Oliver Twist. Does that encapsulate you? Personally, I don't give a shit about all that, because you know what? I can't learn anything from you. I can't read in some book.
It's a tremendously moving performance.
But Tiber, your favorite films?
I love the ones that really let him be the comedic genius that he was on stage. Too few films bottled that magic. I honestly think Aladdin is perhaps his greatest comic performance on film, in that he doesn't have to be there physically. It's all just his neurons firing in every different direction, with its Disney animators, keeping up as best they can.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. Hang on a second. Whoa! Wow! Does it feel good to be out of there? I'm telling you, nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al? Or maybe just
what an ear for impressions. Personally, I love that he kept going back to Walter Brennan throughout his career. Nobody did him quite as well.
Well, in fact, you write about a Walter Brennan, John Wayne, Brokeback Mountain tape.
Oh, in one of his stand-up bits, he does John Wayne and Walter Brennan starring in Brokeback Mountain.
No,
you cannot have that clip. It is absolutely filthy and one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
So go find that on YouTube. What else, Tiger?
His first film was Popeye. That's a cartoon character. But his second one, he played Garp in The World According to Garp, which at the time was absurd. No, well, why are they getting this crazy TV guy to play this literary role? And he was wonderful. And he played it life-sized and real.
It's very simple. He can do wonders when he's wearing his magic gloves. If his wife is sad, he just touches her with his gloves and she's happy. If his children are crying, he just touches them and they smile. But he can't feel them. He yearns to feel. He can even hold off death with his magic gloves, but he can't feel life. So he takes off the gloves and he dies, but he finally feels life as he's flying into the arms of death.
Last notes, and they won't be, people are going to be talking about Robin Williams for quite some time to come. But for today, Tiber, what would you want us to listen to of his?
I would say sample any one of his HBO stand-up specials so you understand what made him special as a comic mind. And then pick out one of his dramas, and whether it's one of your favorites like Good Will Hunting or Dead Poets Society, or one of the ones that's lesser known like Moscow on the Hudson by the late Paul Mazursky, spend some time with both halves of them and give them some proper respect.
We'll listen to a little of Robin Williams singing as Elmer Fudd, talking about Jesus' brother, making us smile through the tears. Ty Burr, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Duvay, this is Elmer Fudd. Sing Bruce Springsteen.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
We laugh through tears. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
You say you don't like it. I say you're a wire. But when we get...